Michigan sports fans. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and the waiter, in which case... all bets are off. This is a word of advice. Folks, before we can begin handing out our awards tonight, we must...
Rise and shine, folks. Wednesday morning to all of you. It is the 15th day of September 2021. Great to have you ride along with us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. From Traverse City down to the Glass City, Grand Rapids, over to the Motor City, we say thank you, we appreciate you, and good morning to all of you. Hopefully you have power at your house. Some hellacious storms last night, high winds, crazy rain. Craig Monroe ducking behind, you know, John Keating last night. It was an absolute mess. You can text the keyword sports radio to 21,000 to join us and share your thoughts. Sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to us online all the time at MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Good morning to our newest affiliated stations, 93.5, 99.1, and 94.7 HD2, The Roar in Detroit, and 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. Great to have all of our new friends with us. We've got a lot going on today's program. We're going to talk to Jack Miller, the former Michigan Wolverine. He now handles the color commentary duties for the Rocket Sports Radio Network. So we'll talk to him. We'll do a little MAC football. What happened at Notre Dame? We'll also, you know, obviously do a lot of what's going on in the Big Ten, Michigan against Washington. How concerned should we be about the lack thereof and when it comes to a passing game? We'll talk to Logan Lamarandier on the Lions, his take on week number one, evaluating the defense, the performance of Jared Goff, the injury to Jeff Okuda, Penei Sewell playing as well as he did on at the left tackle position, what that means for this organization moving forward. And, of course, at 8 o'clock, the head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, Jeff Blashill, will join us here on the program. And we've been sourcing a little bit on Twitter. Of course, we got a few of those quote-unquote questions where I said, hey, if you had a question, we'll try to get it answered or asked for you so that you can get an answer. Of course, you're going to have a few knuckleheads out there that always have some craziness to say, but we did get a couple of good questions that I'll be able to rework, and, you know, be able to send his way, hopefully, that we have enough time for all of that. Dan and Ryan in the studio, good morning to both of you. How are you? Dan, I'm so sorry. You know, I saw that the weather was coming in. I said, this isn't good. And then I saw the broadcast. I said, that's really not good. And anytime there's any rain at a Tigers game, Dan is the first person I think of. And even if he's not working, you want to know why that is? Because there's a few Dans that are out there working.
Because there's a good chance I'm working the next day, which would mean I would have to work the makeup game.
That is it.
No, but yeah, it was pretty. It was cool to, like, the rain was.
You poor guy.
It was. It's hard to explain. I sent you guys a video. The rain was just coming in all kinds of directions and blowing all over the place, and the tarp was, luckily they had the machinery on the tarp, or the tarp wouldn't be inside Comerica Park anymore.
The tarp would have probably been stuck to, like, the Renaissance Center. Just stuck there. It was a nasty rain last night. It was so bad that Craig Monroe decided to run and duck for cover.
Everything, trying to continue to look. It's been tough, but I tell you guys what, man, this is ugly today.
It's raining sideways here, and you can hear some of the reaction from people. And we all have an idea. We all have a particular app that we like on our phone that we absolutely believe in, and the one that I absolutely believed in.
I'm out. I'm leaving you by yourself.
Was really, really letting me down, like all of a sudden.
He said, I'm out. I'm leaving you by yourself. Craig Monroe gets up, ducking behind John Keeney last night, then gets out of there. He just hightails it off the set. I love it. Keeney's just sitting there laughing, paperwork everywhere. The fans on the concourse, the weather is just atrocious. Jersey's flapping. I walked outside. I got oak trees all just around my house, just oak trees. And it's terrifying. We're in good shape. And I was like, well, I better text those guys and make sure that they're ready just in case. So I set an alarm for 3 o'clock this morning and was like, all right, here's going to be my alarm. I'm going to wake up at three. I'm going to run down to the basement, make sure that everything has power. There's no water. We're all good. And we'll move forward from there. But I was, I was nervous there for a while. Real nervous. I was like, well.
I mean.
It was nuts. Like, that was some weather.
I'm not going to say it, but let's just say we may have gone too far in the, global warming. But
bro,
I don't know.
I'm trying to tell you, like, the weather we've been getting is out of control. Like, everything's like severe now. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no like intermediate. Like, if we get a little bit of rain, like it rains for like 3 days straight. You know, that wind that came out of nowhere. I think outside of having an actual tornado, like that's got to be what it's like as a hurricane approaches the coast. That has to be like not when the actual hurricane like hits the coast, but like, when the weather's coming in, that has to be what it was like. Because, the wind was whipping. I have a tree in my backyard. I was like, God, that thing's going to come out of the ground. It was incredible. It was incredible. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now, real quick, in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Dan, you don't have to shy away from being concerned about the environment and the human impact upon our atmosphere and how that kind of relates to all of our current weather patterns and whatnot, like the polar ice caps melting. You don't have to be shy about that. I'm on the same boat. I'm right there with you. I'm not going to chew you out for that.
Thanks, buddy. That means a lot.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You got an opinion.
Modern science. Who knew?
You got an opinion to share? Share it. The National Football League's Players Association recommends that Josh Gordon be reinstated by the league. Josh Gordon coming back, successfully completing his NFL monitored treatment program. He just wants to get high. Tampa Bay Buccaneers running back Ronald Jones is going to start Sunday despite his week one benching, according to Bruce Arians. Arians also provided additional information on starting quarterback Sean Murphy Bunting, who was placed on injured reserve after he dislocated his right elbow. That sounds terrible. Attempting to make a tackle. So you get when you lose one, and that it's the battle of attrition that is NFL football. The New Orleans Saints have 8 members of the organization that have tested positive for COVID-19. 8. 1 player, 1 nutritionist, and 6 offensive staff members. How about that? Insane. San Francisco 49ers running back Raheem Mostert is going to have season-ending knee surgery. That's not a good look at all. Buffalo Bills are going to require fans at games to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to gain entry. The NFL's opening week ratings up an average 17.4 million, up 7% from the 2020 season. So it sounds like football is back, baby. Houston Rockets and John Wall are working to find a trade deal. Me personally, his contract is an albatross. I mean, we're talking about, 90-plus million dollars. If you want to get traded, it's $91.7 million over the next 2 years. If you want to get traded, there should be something in the NBA contract that voids that, like, some of that, if not all of that money. Like, you don't want to be here anymore? That's fine. You have this whopping contract, and now you want to say that you want to be traded? Like, that's cool and all, but we're just going to void your contract if you make that request. And now we can trade you because now you're tradable, because what you bring to the table and that money is ridiculous. Aaron Gordon, the Denver Nuggets, agreed to a 4-year, $92 million extension. Seems kind of low considering the money we see, but that sounds like a legitimate number for somebody like him. NBA players will not be required to get COVID vaccines, but the staff and basically everybody else is. But the players, no, they're fine. The NBA's G League Mexico City team is going to play in Texas due to the COVID-19 restrictions. And finally, a new rule is being considered that would offer college football coaches roster relief amid the growing number of transfers and redshirts. We'll step aside. We'll be back with more. Tigers last night. That's next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the TwinSpires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. TwinSpires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit TwinSpires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan High School Sports. Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan High School Sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan High School Sports at MHSAA.com.
X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kalen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Tons of football here through the first couple of weeks of college football and obviously the first week of professional football. And it's basically kind of taken over. You know, we were talking a little bit about the Tigers last week in the 7 o'clock hour, and one of the listeners reached out to us and he's like, why in the world are you talking about baseball? And it's like, well, there's 5 days in a week and the Tigers are playing. So it's still part of our, responsibility, at least until they are done for the year. So we will continue to keep people updated on what's going on. They were off two nights ago. They played last night and I was sifting through the television. It's that weird time of year when football starts and then football's not on, you have a desire for that game. It was just very difficult to get into last night's game between the Tigers and the Brewers, a game that, you know, got delayed in the seventh inning and then went extras. They played a couple of extra innings for a 1-0 final for the Tigers to beat the Brew Crew. Garcia got the win for his one inning of work. He surrendered a hit and did walk a batter, but that was it. Soto came in. He gave him two innings. Walked one, struck
right.
three.
Real quick, do any of you guys think you could potentially lay down a bunt in the majors? Could you
absolutely
get one
not?
Done?
Absolutely not. No.
Who's pitching?
Major leaguer.
Gregory Soto.
Absolutely not. I'm looking for someone like Dawell Lugo, maybe Jamer Candelario pitching.
Oh, position player coming.
Yeah, I need a position player pitching. I need the tweet alerts. Like
Steve Sparks is pitching. Could you get a hit?
Knuckleball, not even close.
I'm just, it's so frustrating for me that major leaguers cannot bunt. That would, if AJ Hinch like is this pure baseball guy, AJ, if you guys can't bunt, they shouldn't be on a baseball team. I'm sorry.
I see the same thing about pitchers hitting.
Pitchers hitting, pitchers would be better at hitting if they did it more consistently like they do in the NL. You see guys hitting 230, 260. Mm-hmm. When a guy gets one at bat a year, I don't expect him to get a hit.
I expect that ball to go to the moon. The interesting thing about bunting is, though, is that sometimes, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know how you get any consistency with it. Like, I get that you could practice, you know, until you're blue in the face about sending it down the third base line or, you know, sending it down the first base line. But if you're expecting a certain pitch and something else comes and then you're trying to, you know, if you're expecting maybe, I don't know, fastball, and the guy throws a curve and you're trying to adjust on the fly and you're still going to attempt to actually make contact with the ball and lay down the bunt. I don't know, just because the ball is traveling at you so fast that trying to actually direct and steer where it's going, I feel like that's the hardest part about bunting.
See, I mean,
how many guys hit it and it goes just whoop straight out like a pop?
I mean, bump, I know, I understand that, and it has, you know, bunting is gone the way of the dodo basically in the last 15 years.
As well it should. Nobody, no girl ever showed up to the game and said, oh, did you see that great bunt in the 7th?
Yes.
Like, nah, chicks dig the long ball, Dan.
Really?
Chicks dig the long ball.
Okay, 02 to 07. I sure as hell remember everybody practicing trying to do that Ichiro drag bunt. Don't tell me you weren't.
From 02 to 07, I can tell you for a fact I was not trying any sort of Ichiro drag bunt.
Well, we were.
So pay me my money.
I think it was 01, actually. He was a rookie. But anyway, it's just very frustrating. Like, when a team, when you know, when you have a team like the Tigers, they have to be able to do the little things perfectly to win baseball games. And luckily, they didn't really have to yesterday because the other team couldn't hit either. But it's just frustrating when that's all you have to do is do the little things that you've been doing forever. You've been watching baseball players do for your entire life. And you're, you know, the team you root for can't do it. That's very frustrating.
Yeah, very frustrating for anybody who picked up a bat yesterday in that ball game. I mean, the Tigers were 3 for 32 at the dish. The Brewers were 4 for 35. 18 strikeouts for the Tigers, 9 strikeouts for the Brewers. And somehow, some way, the Tigers won that game on this play right here.
Here it is. Swinging away, right center field, a bullet there for Reyes, rounding third on his way home, you bet! Tigers win it in walk-off fashion, thanks to Derek Hill.
And there you have it. Everybody come out and celebrate, slap hands, hugs all around. Oh, Gatorade, Miguel Cabrera run out there with a Gatorade cooler in his hand. Like, that's fun, that's exciting, right? The first thing that always goes through my mind anytime I see delay, anytime I see weather, is not – it's the people that are working, right? Because outside of like a handful of people that actually work for the organization or work in an entity in which that is a full-time position, everybody else is there as a second job part-time, right? So I immediately think of as someone who was in the trenches there, I think of my brethren that are stuck out there, some usher in section like 112, as the horizontal rain is beating him in the face. I think of Dan, who's got to wake up at the butt crack of dawn while it's still dark out to try to make it to the studio. Now, I worry about you guys, you people. You know what I mean? And I saw that yesterday. I was like, oh, this is bad. This is so bad. Then you sent the video, and I was like, oh, that's even worse. That is even worse. I don't know what it is about this Tigers team, too. They really – is it safe to say or fair to say that they play up to their competition? Like, you put a divisional leader in front of them, and now all of a sudden, like, they play a really competitive game. You bring the Pirates into town, it's like, ah, oh, we'll drop 2 out of 3 to them.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that happened with the Reds. I mean, I think they took 2 out of 3 for
they
the
did.
Reds. And then they went to Pittsburgh, and yeah, they stink.
And now they're back, the Brewers, and it's like, hey, we could be good again now because this is the Brewers, and you know, they're battling in the NL Central. So that'd be a lot of fun. Let's give them a run for their money. It's like, why do we do this to ourselves? Now, the Brewers at 89 wins, 89 and 56, have the second best record in all of baseball. Third best, pardon me. San Francisco's got 95 wins. Tampa Bay has 90 and 89 for the Brewers. Second best in the NL, third best overall in the league. And the playoff chase, man, I mean, we might as well just talk about it real quick. The Rays with a 9-game lead over the Blue Jays and the Yankees and the Red Sox, 9 games over each. The AL East is just treacherous this year. 82 wins for the Sox, 81 for the Yankees and the Blue Jays. The Central's basically all but decided. It's been the White Sox. It's been the White Sox all year. They're 22 games over 500. They have a 12.5-game lead on the Tribe, who are 70 and 73. The Tigers sit at 69 and 76 on the season. That's 14.5 games back if you're doing the math at home. Out in the West, the Houston Astros, 84 and 60 is their record. They're 6.5 games leading on the Seattle Mariners. And it's interesting to me because, you know, how many teams are we going to see out of the AL East? You know, when it comes down to the wild card battle royale, that's it's kind of interesting to me. In the NL side of things, you have the Braves that have a 4.5 game lead on the Phils, a 5.5 game lead on the Mets. Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. I don't know if you guys watched that 30 for 30 last night on the New York Metropolitans when the Dodgers and the Giants both left and there was no NL baseball. And then the Metropolitans came to town, right? And the Yankees, that was for the suits, but the Mets, that was for the common folk. You know, the blue collars out there. All of a sudden, I started ordering, you know, New York style pizza. It was terrible. I could never live there. I'm just going to throw that out there. I could not. And Detroit's interesting because it's like it's a big city. It's a major market. But it doesn't have a rail system. And if you don't have, like, some sort of rail system, like, what? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, public transportation, what are you going to take, the people mover? Yeah, hop on the queue line for a couple blocks? Like, it's cute, but it's not really functional. No, it's not like you have to have a subway to get you from, you know, Hamtramck to Detroit. Like, it's not like Detroit is a sprawling city. It's huge. It's like, here's downtown, and then here's the surrounding areas, and that's that. Stay on these streets, you're fine. Go to 6 Mile, you might have some problems. Right? I watched that thing, the 30 for 30 on the Mets last night. It's like, I just, there's too much garbage in New York. I couldn't live there, but that's just me. Let's step aside. When we return, we're going to talk a little more football. Jack Miller joins us, the former Michigan Wolverine, now current analyst for the Toledo Rockets Radio Network. He will join us on college football next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Hey, this is Matt Shepard, and like you, I'm fired up football is back. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 or more points at halftime, you win. That's right. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want to continue wagering in the third quarter? No problem. Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? No issue. Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for the gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half, only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.